National Federation of the Blind, live the life you want. Accessible Instructional Materials in Higher Education, Aim High Act, H.R. 5312/S3095. Issue: until a market-driven solution for accessible instructional materials is achieved, blind college students are denied access to critical course content. Technology has fundamentally changed the education system. The scope of instructional materials used at institutions of higher education has expanded. Curricular content comes in digital books, PDFs, web pages, etc., and most of this content is delivered through digital databases, learning management systems, and applications. The print world is inherently inaccessible to students with disabilities, but technology offers the opportunity to expand the circle of participation. There are currently 7 million students with disabilities in grades K-12, and that number keeps growing. Footnote 1. It is reasonable to presume that the number who go on to pursue post-secondary education is similarly trending upward. Blind students are facing unlawful and overwhelming barriers to education. Instead of fulfilling the promise of equal access, technology creates more problems when not developed with accessibility in mind. Data show that students with disabilities face a variety of challenges, including matriculation and college completion failure, footnote 2, solely because, in the absence of clear accessibility guidelines, colleges and universities are sticking with the ad hoc accommodations model, footnote 3. Currently, schools deploy inaccessible technology and then create another version for blind students, usually weeks or even months into class, creating a separate but equal landscape with nearly impenetrable barriers. With only 30.5% of blind people being employed full-time year-round, footnote 4, compared to 69.5% among people without disabilities, footnote 5, students with disabilities should not be denied access by the innovations that can ensure full participation. Higher education institutions struggle to identify accessible material and comply with non-discrimination laws. Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act and Titles II and III of the Americans with Disabilities Act require schools to provide equal access, and in 2010, the U.S. Departments of Justice and Education clarified that the use of inaccessible technology is prohibited under these laws. Footnote 6. The 2011 AIM Commission recommended to Congress that accessibility guidelines be developed for post-secondary instructional materials. Footnote 7. In the 9 years since, footnote 8, over 36 institutions have faced legal action for using inaccessible technology, footnote 9, and complaints are on the rise. Most litigation ends with a commitment from the school to embrace accessibility, but that commitment does little in a vast and uncoordinated higher education market. Footnote 10. Solution: Accessible Instructional Materials in Higher Education Act. Develops accessibility guidelines for instructional materials used in post-secondary education. A purpose-based commission is tasked with developing accessibility criteria for instructional materials and the delivery systems/technologies used to access those materials. Additionally, the commission is tasked with developing an annotated list of existing national and international standards so that schools and developers can identify what makes a product usable by the blind. Provides a digital accessibility roadmap for institutions of higher education. The guidelines developed by the Commission will contain specific technical and functional criteria that will clearly illustrate how to make educational technologies usable by the blind and other students with print disabilities. Such criteria will be beneficial to procurement officers, information technology staff, chief technology officers, and other key personnel at institutions of higher education. Offers flexibility for schools while reiterating that pre-existing obligations still apply. Colleges and universities are permitted to use material that does not conform to the guidelines as long as equal access laws are still honored. Conformity with the AIM High guidelines is only one path to compliance. Schools can pursue a different path, but in doing so will forfeit the combined expertise of the relevant stakeholder communities involved in the development of the AIM High guidelines. Goal: remove barriers to equality in the classroom. Co-sponsor the Accessible Instructional Materials in Higher Education Act. To co-sponsor H.R. 5312 in the House of Representatives, contact John Witherspoon, Senior Legislative Assistant for Congressman Dr. Phil Rowe, Republican, Tennessee. Phone 202-225-6356. Email john.witherspoon, W-I-T-H-E-R-S-P-O-O-N, at mail.house.gov. To co-sponsor S-3095 in the Senate, contact Alex Davidson, Legislative Correspondent for Senator Elizabeth Warren, Democrat, Massachusetts. Phone 202-224-4543. Email alex_davidson@warren.senate.gov. For more information, contact Stephanie Flint, Government Affairs Specialist, National Federation of the Blind. Phone 410-659-9314, extension 2210. Email sflynt, S-F-L-Y-N-T, at nfb.org, or visit www.nfb.org. Footnotes available at nfb.org.